musician Tom Walker wrote a song entitled Leave a Light On. It's about a friend of his fighting to recover from drug addiction. The lyrics are profound. Guiding like a lighthouse to a place where you'll be. Safe to feel at grace because we've all made mistakes. If you've lost your way, I will leave the light on. I think we can all relate to that. We are each striving to find a safe place to begin healing. Hiding in the arms of a safe spot to feel comforted when you think you've lost your way. When you know there is still unfinished work to be done. So where do you turn for hope and comfort when you know there is hard work ahead? This meditation from Philippians chapter 1 is a contemplation on finding consolation in the truth that God is still at work in you, finding comfort in the assurance that God is not done with you yet. But if you ever fight against feelings of abandonment or isolation, I pray you will feel rescued in this time. May the Lord be with you. So to begin your meditation, find a place to feel known, a hopeful sanctuary, and accept the calming consolation of the Heavenly Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of comfort by listening and then responding to this passage from 1 John chapter 1. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, I'm comforted by the work you continue to do in me. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His Word. If we really walk in the light, that is, live each day and every day in conformity with the precepts of God, as He Himself is in the light, we have true unbroken fellowship with one another. And Heavenly Father, I'm comforted by the work you continue to do in me. If we walk in the light, as God Himself is in the light, the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. And Heavenly Father, I'm comforted by the work you continue to do in me. If we walk in the light, as God Himself is in the light, the blood of Jesus, His Son, erases the stain of sin, keeping us cleansed from sin in all its forms and manifestations. And Heavenly Father, I'm comforted by the work you continue to do in me. For a moment longer, linger in this time of comfort. Divine comfort of healing continually offered to you by God. Remaining quiet and still, become aware of any feelings of rejection or denial. Note them from a distance, but give them no power. Don't center on them, but rather decenter on them. Observe any solitary emotions, but don't get pulled into them. Explore any emotions of solitude or separation, but once again, only note them, decenter on them. Slowly begin to move away from them. Sit in stillness a bit longer, feeling your hand in the hand of God, His healing hand, His comforting arms embracing you. Obviously not alone. And yes, you are safe. center to on your breathing. Bring attention to each breath, each inhale and exhale. Be mindful of a specific sensation you feel as you breathe. Visualize inhaling comfort and exhaling discomfort. If your mind wanders, and it surely will, don't stress about it, but simply return to your breathing and whisper the words, "Heavenly Father, I'm comforted by the work you continue to do in me." Center on an awareness of his comforting nature and let the word comfort once more be your centering prayer. Now continue as you listen and find comfort from each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage from Philippians chapter 1 verse 3 in the New International Reader's Version is a portion of the letter that the Apostle Paul wrote from prison, actually, to the early church in Philippi. It was a tender letter to comfort them and proclaim the glory of the Lord Jesus. So imagine these words as a personal note from Paul in prison to comfort you in Christ. Oh, my dear friend, I pray and give thanks to God for you. I thank my God every time I remember you. And may you know of his comfort and continued healing in your life. What truth did you hear? Well, listen once more for the emotional consequences of this passage. Paul prays and gives thanks. I thank my God every time I remember you. Did something sound new or fresh in context? Well, take this next minute for that to become your contemplation. Listen once more, but settle now even deeper as you contemplate on this wider passage from the Christian Standard Bible. And remember, he is writing from prison. I give thanks to my God for every remembrance of you, always praying with joy for all of you in my every prayer because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. I'm sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Indeed, it is right for me to think this way about all of you, because I have you in my heart, and you are all partners with me in grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What in this passage will stay with you? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third expanded divine reading from the English Standard Version, reflect on the passage as a prayer. And Lord, by your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, it is from a joyful heart that I thank you for bringing me comfort. Comfort to me from you through those friends and partners you've put in my path. I am certainly not perfect. And I know there is still much work to do, but I am sure of this, that you who began a good work in me will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. My heart rejoices in this, and I pray this in the name of your Son, my Savior and my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How is God challenging you? What work is he still accomplishing in you? Well, be comforted as you take this next minute for this passage to become yours in a time of personal prayer, and take all the time that you need or desire. Have you recently experienced feelings of rejection or denial? Thoughts of discomfort that you're still a remote work in progress? We all seek comfort and restoration, but take a moment to rest now in imaginative contemplation. With your eyes closed, I want you to see yourself in Joseph's carpentry shop. Watch him training Jesus, teaching Jesus to build and restore and strengthen all that he touches. As you watch from the corner, feel the sawdust on the floor and listen to them working. Now take this next minute to encounter the strong and caring, comforting hands of Jesus on your shoulders. He is holding you, healing and restoring you. Surrender now to the work he is doing in your life. Surrender to his comforting presence. As you are sent out now by God, be sensitive to moments of discomforting thoughts of rejection. Give them no weight, but decenter them as you rest in the comforting presence of God. And anticipate a moment to encounter the continuing and comforting work of God in your life. Be mindful, too, of another soul you may encounter along the way that is in need of comfort. How might God use you to bring his comfort to another? Contemplate on that as you receive this prayer of benediction to find comfort in the loving arms of Christ, the loving guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the continuing work of God. And no matter when or where you are, remain here as long as you can, whispering, "Heavenly Father, I'm comforted by the work you continue to do in me." Feeling the gift of comfort offered by the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.